Hello and welcome to my reaction to F-Stop Fitzgerald's version of shock treatment. Let's get right into it, I guess.
Doctor's log, experiment code Firefly, number 001, patient has been restrained. Patient is currently unconscious, will likely remain so for at least 5 hours. Scheduled test today. Oops, I spoke too soon. Rise and shine. Oh, I am so glad you're awake. We have quite a lot of work to do, you and I. Are you cold? I'd imagine without your clothing, you must be feeling a little chilly. Yes, I've removed your clothing. All of it. Well, I can't study my patient if she's fully clothed, can I? What's that? So many questions. Where am I? Who are you? What's going on? All right, let's take them one at a time. Where are you? Is strapped to my operating table in my hospital. Don't you remember? You were wandering around outside in the snow until someone hit you over the head and you passed out. I'm not surprised you don't remember. Considering I'm the one who hit you. Who am I? You can just call me the doctor. That's what you'll know me as from now on. Whatever came before this moment is irrelevant to you. Just as whoever you were before you came here is irrelevant to me. And finally, why are you here? Well, I'm afraid this may be rather difficult to hear, but you are very, very sick.
No.
Don't try to pretend you are not. Everyone who turns up in this place is sick in one way or another. Fortunately for you, I am a doctor, and I am going to cure you. One way or another. Stop struggling. Those restraints aren't going to loosen anytime soon. Made sure of it. You're not a very good listener, are you? Well, no matter. You will have plenty of time to learn. Let's get started. First, we must get these electrodes on you. One for your neck, two for your pectorals, one for each limb, and I cannot forget the nether regions. My, aren't you noisy? You'll have plenty of time to yell later. I'd recommend saving your strength. One more electrode for your clitoris. There we go. And now, I am going to lubricate your body. Don't worry, the lubricant is completely harmless. You might feel a slight chill. Ooh, you are so tense. I sympathize, I really do. Alone, strapped to a table in a stranger's operating room. And who knows what I'm going to do to you. I suppose I could make it easier and talk a little bit about what I have planned for you. Before I came to this hospital, to this world, I dealt in all sorts of medical pursuits, but my specialty was ECT. That's electroconvulsive therapy to you. Electricity has always been something of a passion for me, really. Though, I'm sure that doesn't come as a shock.
Oh my god.
You get a shock. Yeah. I used to do this all the time with my old patients. Oil them up for a session in my lab. It all comes down to the electrical resistance of the human body. When the skin is dry, the skin resistance is usually 100,000 ohms. But when the skin is wet, the number drops to somewhere around easily 1,000. Not so strong anymore, is it? Stop that, please. I need to lubricate all of you, vagina and clitoris included. You are really starting to get on my nerves. I can see it in your eyes. The question... But, Doctor, what does any of that mean for me? Well, it means I am going to grab the electrode on your arm. And I'm sure you'll figure out the rest. Goodness, look at you jump. It hurts a bit, doesn't it? Good. It has to get worse before it gets better, yes? Of course, in ECT, it's usually customary to give anesthesia before administering the electricity, but that's a relatively new development. I'm more of an old-school kind of a doctor myself. It's far more exciting that way. Wouldn't you agree? Oh. You know, I would say from that wet patch between your find this very exciting, don't you? Mm. Oh, you're scared. You're still reeling from the shock I gave you. Your heart is pounding. This is so different from anything you've ever experienced out in the real world. That takes me back. I remember reality. In reality, there were rules that I had to follow. Not many of them. I had free rein over my ward in the Institute, but they were there. Don't let any of the patients out. Don't kill them before they give you the information you need. But in this world, there are no rules. I don't have to answer to a board of directors or use constraint in my experiments. But those aren't all that's missing. The very rules of reality itself do not apply here. I can make electricity dance from my fingertips. I can make the sensations of sparks linger within your body. I can even, say, completely rewire you so that extreme pain produces arousal. That's right. In here, the electricity serves me. Now, I am its master, just as I am yours. My cute little pain puppet. How does it feel? Knowing that I can make you do whatever I want with the right stimulation. Make you dance. Make you scream. Make you come. And you are going to come. Whether you want to or not, this is not up for discussion. You are going to come simply from me running an electrical current through your body, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'm going to grab the electrodes on your chest. Brace yourself. Yes, yes. No. Feel it burn. Feel the pain and the pleasure melt into one. It's a terrible sensation. I control you. I own you, my little guinea pig. And even through all the pain, you're still moaning in pleasure. You want to come. Then let's turn up the voltage. Don't worry about making a mess. That's what the swab is for. Now, come. Come for me, that's it. There is. Yes, this is a perfect sample. You had quite a bit in there, didn't you? But you know something? I think you have a little more left. No. My thumb is rubbing your clit and it's not going anywhere. Does it hurt? Oh, my poor little lab patient. You thought you were done. Oh, but we've only just gotten started. I still have so much data to collect. I could take away the pain that comes from overstimulating your genitals, but I am still not happy that you disobeyed me earlier when I told you not to struggle. Consider it a little punishment. The sight of you trapped on that table, unable to defend yourself, is getting me excited. Let's come together, yes? Let me just look at you, helpless on the table, with all of my perfect electrodes all over your helpless little body. Let's get to that bottom electrode, shall we? The one on your clit. Yes! Scream and sob. And writhe like the little worm that you are. You say you don't want it. You're lying. Your body is telling the truth, as I can tell from that puddle between your legs. Don't believe me? Have another dose. Almost broke free that time. Go ahead, keep struggling. I'll allow it. That's it. Struggle as much as you would like. I actually like it. Oh. I can feel it. You're right on the edge. But you're not going to get there without my permission. So beg. Beg for me to hurt you. Beg for another 10,000 volts. What was that? A plea for mercy or climax? You can only have one. That's what I thought. entire swamp this time. Let's get these electrodes off. And just think, this is only the beginning. An eternity on the slab. Not even death will be an escape for you. Some days, I will make it so the slightest touch is enough to give you an orgasm and give you 20 in a row. Some days, I will make the tiniest movement hurt like an inferno. I will keep hurting you and hurting you, and there is nothing that you can do to stop me. Oh, don't cry. Your doctor is going to take very good care of you.
All right. So that was that. As always, to the lovely, lovely F-stop. Amazing. I nearly kicked my wall a few times there, trying not to break one of my own self-imposed rules, because why not? So yes, that got me very close. I was very aroused during that entire thing. I'm just gonna toss my criticism in really quick. Probably my criticism would be the sound of the male orgasm. I'm not going to go too much into it. It's just a personal thing. I love deep voices, and F-stop has a very... His voice is freaking fantastic, but that orgasm is very effeminate for him. No offense to him, obviously. It's still a very lovely, lovely audio. It's just, I needed to include one criticism, and that's about the only thing I can think of to criticize. Sound effects were beautiful and perfectly timed. It was, honest to God, a fantastic audio that I honestly would listen to on repeat for like 10,000 years. Because it's just such a good audio. It's an absolutely amazing audio, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm super into, like, the rape fantasy and stuff, so, like, the script is also just gorgeous. It's an amazing script at that. I first heard the lovely Dr. M do, so. Yes. Yes, F-Stop, you were a fantastic actor, and you did that incredibly, and I'm hoping you're listening. If not, that's alright, too. But, anyway, have a good night, guys. You'll see my ratings everywhere else.